95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog, Riggs intern Steve, Josh S.R. Perot, The Morning Hog, Brew Review, and we are in the midst of some Bike Week madness. We needed a little pick-me-up, and you've got us straight on this thing, man.
Yes, sir.
In the middle of this sampler. We got one left, right?
We got one left.
We designated this as the one I want to try the most.
All right, so we're going to end on the Vizzy Mimosa Hard Seltzer with pineapple orange.
Mimosa Hard Seltzer.
I'm all over it.
Yeah, I never was a huge pineapple fan, but as I'm getting older, I'm a big fan.
It's growing on you, huh?
Do you know how much time I think about the Perrine's Market pineapple core? I think about it a lot.
Yeah. I think it's pretty cool.
I want one of those in my garage so damn bad.
Pineapple core?
Yeah. I would try to throw different things in there is the problem, and it would definitely break at some point.
Yeah, like, wow, can I do a pumpkin? Let's find out. it was too big. But I like that Vizzy is giving us a variety of flavors. Again, that aren't all berries. I mean, they're going crazy fruits, like the pineapple.
This one I could smell on the table.
Oh, yeah. You get that aroma your way. There you go. Get that at home. Get your face right next to your radio and lick it right now, because you're going to...
Again, very pineapple forward.
Oh, wow.
So that first fruit is definitely...
That's unexpected right there. Yeah.
And then it finishes off with that little bit of citrus. You know, you get your carbonation.
God, I do love pineapple.
That 5%. Come on.
5%?
Yeah. And that's more than your best McBeer.
I'm guessing for Vizzy, too. I mean, they have the properties of things that won't make you so fat, right? I mean, it's always good, right? They kind of give you, if you want to kind of get in shape or whatever, Vizzy seems to be the way to go.
Yeah, these are usually about 100 calories, which these ones are.
That's nothing.
And they're all under 1 gram of sugar. So.
Okay, that's big, too.
Really?
Yeah, it's hard to beat that.
Yeah, now, it is hard.
When you're doing a mimosa... Champagne has tons of sugar. Orange juice usually has a crap ton of sugar.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Really? Yes, it most certainly does.
And after about 14 mimosas, I usually get a headache. So.
Yeah. Yeah. When you go bottomless, like we do.
Right.
Yeah. The mimosas, you find that out the hard way. Wow. Yes. All right. So all of those flavors are combined in a variety pack.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Brand new. So like we said, check out the website. Find it.
srprod.com/abeerfinder.
A beer finder.
Or in this case... Mimosa Hard Seltzer Finder. All right, now you promised us that you bring a beer, and that's very kind of you to keep that promise, because I see a beer I've never tried before.
So do you guys remember the Blue Moon Light Sky that we tried?
Yes.
Probably about 6 months ago or so. That one was done with tangerines versus the Valencia oranges that Blue Moon usually uses.
Oh, right. Okay.
So they've jumped out into another flavor.
Yeah.
And this is their tropical wheat.
Okay.
So Light Sky Tropical Wheat.
Oh, really?
When we say Light Sky with Blue Moon, we're talking about a lower calorie beer. A little bit lower ABV as well at 4%. But the flavor is still all intact. I actually prefer the Light Sky over regular Blue Moon because of that tangerine flavor personally. So I'm looking forward to this. So the tropical comes from pineapple mixed with those orange peel.
Yeah, there's definitely some kind of citrus nose happening here, isn't there?
Ooh, yeah.
So that's part of that brewing process that gets that up front and overpowers whatever hops or anything else that's happening in there, right?
Correct. Yep. And you got 95 calories. So everything we tried today is super low calorie.
Hi-yo!
Some with vitamin C. I mean, what is their complaint about?
I mean, I have been sucking it in since the beginning of bike week, and now I feel like I can exhale and just, because 95 calories, no problem. Oh, I get it now. I get this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super light.
Yes.
And like I like to say, beach beer, lawnmower beer, pool beer, super easy to drink. 12 packs.
A little complex in there,
Yeah, it does have some a little bit of layering in there, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still super light, so it's not, you know, super cloying.
Steve is always fascinated by the lawnmower beer. You want to explain the lawnmower beer concept again?
Have you not mowed your lawn and drank a beer at the same time?
Yeah,
I'm not advocating for that, by the way.
Humorous.
Yeah.
It's how he lost his driver's license. Beer. We can't talk about it now on the radio anymore.
That's where I use the
pending
self-propel
litigation.
And then,
that's the best way. Yeah. Mower's doing the work for you. All you got to do is tilt your elbow a little bit.
That's right.
That's very good, though. And again, with the low cal, you could get through those quickly.
Yeah, no problem.
You know? And those are available in how many packs?
In 12 packs. 12, right now.
12 packs. Oh.
I'm sure you'll see some 6 packs eventually, but right now, 12 packs.
It's fine. Why would I get 6 when I can get 12?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. You're shortchanging yourself. All right. So here it is as we thrust ourselves into the end of bike week weekend.
Yeah.
Things are going to get crazy.
And then we got St. Patrick's Day.
What?
Oh. He said we have St. Patrick's Day.
Oh. I forgot about that.
Thanks for the recap.
My translator. Oh, really?
Yeah.
When is St. Patrick's Day?
Thursday. Next Thursday on the 17th.
Oh, no, bro.
Yeah.
I haven't even washed my green stuff yet.
So drink this stuff in between you know, your Guinnesses are coming up, your Smittics, all those Harp, all those good guys out there. But, you know, check out Facebook for SR Prout's Facebook for all the events we'll be out at. Personally, I'll be out at McKay's on Beach Street there for a huge huge event out that way.
What time we get things kicked off there on that Thursday?
I will be there absurdly early and then absurdly late.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, we'll join you then.
Yeah.
We're coming your way.
At least 2 beers an hour.
That's a very good idea. We'll update you on those places that you should visit for those fine SR Perot flavors. And then, of course, whatever you're doing on St. Patty's Day, you got to make it a stop.
You know? Yeah, absolutely.
Or just make it a whole day. Go ahead, plan it now. We'll give you a note, a Morning Hog note that gets you free, and you can go hang out with Josh.
That's what I was going to say. It's on a Thursday this year, so call out Friday. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to need it.
24-hour flu.
Yeah, that's right. No.
I'm feeling a little green. Well, until then, thanks very much for those new flavors. Cheers.
Cheers.